The show is Ear Candy. I am Mark O'Connor. I'm going to treat your ears for the next hour to some catchy pop rock songs. Here's one from the Cars, a late career record called Move Like This. This one is called Blue Tip here on Ear Candy.
take it no more. Started digging a hole. No one paid attention, baby, till it started to grow. Neighbors dropping in eyes. Hey, dude, what are you digging for? Said he'd had enough. He was digging it for the poor, poor, poor.
That's right.
Hey, Mark, we've had a problem.
That's what he said.
Dig in, please.
Soon he's in the papers, cause that hole was getting deep. Just a man and a shovel, but the sides were so, so steep. The official grabbed a photo of umbrella in the rain. One man slipped with mud and the other claimed to feel his pain. Now it's on the telly. Copters overhead and way down there on the bottom.
Police were immediately fanned out around the area.
It is a very dangerous situation.
The senators grew nervous. The president displeased. Why this dude keep on digging? He must be busy. He's the heart of the Pentagon. The top of the general's list. That man's so far gone. Precision strike. All around the earth shook. The hole in the man disappeared. Nobody could bear to look. But something strange is happening across the countryside. Everyone is digging holes. No one knows the reason why. So dig a hole. Yeah, dig, dig, dig. Dig a hole.
Yeah, that's Sir Dig a Hole from Time Machine. You can find that on Sir Bandcamp. That's S-I-R-R Bandcamp. Free. Whole record. Time Machine. Check it out. Before that, Foreigner from Double Vision, we heard Love Has Taken Its Toll. Oh yeah. Lou Gramm and Company. And we started the show off with Blue Tip from The Cars off their record Move Like This. A latter-day Cars reunion after co-vocalist Benjamin Orr had passed away many, many years before that, so he wasn't able to partake in the reunion. And Rick Ocasek, who was always the chief car, right? He was always the luxury car amongst all the other members who were more working-class cars. He said, you know, these bands get together and sometimes it's not good because, the music's not good. But he said, I know we've made a good record. And he is absolutely right. Longtime Cars fan, 1978, their debut record, etched in my memory, perhaps yours too. And if you are a younger listener out there and you don't know the Cars, they're a band to check out for sure. Their first two records are considered classics, and they had a bunch of great singles. I think 1984, whatever record it was that they had out at that time, just made them super humongous, over the top, crazy huge. And then they basically broke up. Rick Ocasek went, I've been doing this touring life and burned through a marriage and I'm starting a new marriage and kids and what am I doing on the road all the time? That's not actually the thing I like. I like making the songs and making the records, but I don't really like being a nomad. And good choice, Rick. That's what I think. By the way, that's Rick Ocasek is R-I-C, no K on his name. Just a little tidbit for whatever what it's worth. Okay, we're going to play more songs. That's a shock, I know. This is one from Sheryl Crow's debut record. This one here is about the civil rights movement in the U.S. It's called Run, Baby, Run, here on Ear Candy.
She was born in November 1963, the day Aldous Huxley died.
Thank you. didn't know, places I never did see. Too late to conceal it, too late to hide it, too late to reveal it, too late to fight it.
That is Carnival Begins, Lindsey Buckingham and Christy McVie. Don't you like going to the carnival, to the fair? Doesn't it bring back memories of childhood? And what is the most remarkable thing about a carnival? I think it's the smells. If you smell the smells, the memories come back. I think more than the sounds, it's the smell of the place, isn't it? That brings back that smell of cotton candy and deep-fried food and, I don't know. Anyway, Carnival Begins. Kind of interesting, Buckingham McVie, that is Lindsey Buckingham, former longtime lead guitarist, singer, songwriter, producer, arranger for Fleetwood Mac, and Christine McVie, also a singer, songwriter, longtime member of Fleetwood Mac. They made a solo record, very much like Buckingham Nicks before Lindsey Buckingham and Stevie Nicks joined Fleetwood Mac. They had made a record called Buckingham Nicks, so their two records are bookends in a way. And even more interesting, that record preceded the dismissal of Lindsey Buckingham by the rest of the band. Now, that must be awkward because he's clearly getting along with Christine McVie. They made a record and toured it together. And you just don't do that unless you're getting along. At their age especially, you wouldn't put the time and energy into making something unless you were getting along with the other person. And yet that person voted along with the other members to say bye-bye. So awkward is all I can say about that. And prior to that song, we heard The Band Versus the World. That's the Sam Roberts Band, Canadian Institution, off of what I think is my favorite Sam Roberts Band record, Collider. But that's just my personal taste. I think a lot of people really prefer and like his debut record. And we started that set with Sheryl Crow off of her debut called Tuesday Night Music Club, Run Baby Run. And the Tuesday Night Music Club referred to the fact that she got together with some musician friends and producer friends every Tuesday night, and they would just work on music, write songs together, invent stuff, swap instruments, all kinds of creative things. And at the end of it, she had 12 songs that she felt strong enough about, that sounded good enough, that were arranged well enough, recorded, mixed, blah, blah, blah. And she released it into the world and started her career. She started as a music teacher in St. Louis and then went, you know, I got a lot of talent and I really want to be known for my art. And she took her stab. She was a backup singer for Michael Jackson, of all things. Okay, let's keep the show going. This is a Winnipeg band called Trampoline, and this crazy piece of catchy prog rock art is called Emily's Tea Party, here on Ear Candy.
We'll be right back. and I became the light that transcended me.
Brains in high gear.
little Jesus walking on your endless sea. What, just in August dawn, trying to shake your heat? Red brick and lazy and lost in an endless sleep. Do you wanna know now, baby? Do you wanna know? Do you wanna know? Do you wanna know now, baby? Do you wanna know about this mess? I'm just a loser without your love, I guess.
Lost.
And that song is SPS from Kasabian, off a record that was named after the running length of the record. I think it was called 48:13, so 48 minutes, 13 seconds. And SPS from Kasabian, the main guy, the guitarist, songwriter of the band, is a guy named Sergio Pisano, SP. So I'm wondering if it's SP standing for his name and PS being Postscript. I'm not quite sure what that song title is, but it's clearly related to his name. That's what I will say about that. Before that, we heard Loser Without Your Love. That's Lee Harvey Osmond, one Tom Wilson, once of Junkhouse fame, still of Blackie and the Rodeos fame. And that's off of his record Scar Tissue. Really, Lee Harvey Osmond is more of a collaboration between Tom Wilson and the key guy behind the Cowboy Junkies, Michael Timmins. And both their last two records, Scar Tissue and Mohawk, I believe that's what it's called, the most recent record, are excellent, excellent, fine, fine music. You'd really love it. And we started that whole set with Trampoline Out of Winnipeg and Emily's Tea Party. Sounds like quite a tea party. Woo! What more can I say? Trampoline gaining a lot of fans and traction around Canada. So you should, if you like that song, you should check them out for sure. Okay, getting a little long in the tooth in the program. I think I'm going to be able to play, we might get three or four more songs. It depends on how long they are. We're going to play something from a new band called Young Doctors in Love, which reminds me of, I don't know, Grey's Anatomy, ER, all those TV shows, those medical TV shows. And the music kind of reminds me a little bit, if you think of Grease, Olivia Newton-John, John Travolta, that style of music that the Bee Gees were writing for that soundtrack, a little bit like that. Maybe you can see what I'm talking about when you hear it. This is Young Doctors in Love and a track called Could It Be That We're Falling in Love? Yes, indeed. Great question. Here on Ear Candy.
Let me know what you want in the end. off the coast. I was on the beach. I threw out my line to see what fishes came to me. Well, nothing came. I picked a fight with an up-to-the-up. Yeah, it told me how it was. Too many Mexican martinis, they got into my blood. They hit when they swing, and I saw two. They hit when they swing. On the curb they made me sit.
Yep.
Zip ties around my wrist.
Yep.
Thinking to myself that it might be funny to put it on black. I bet all of my money it hit red. I took the chips off the table. Could I make it to the exit? I might be able. Security had the upper hand. And I saw two. Off the coast, red fisher off the coast. Gotta get out of this mosquito bit. Gonna let my lawyer handle it. Hey Dave, I picked a fight with an off-duty cop. Yeah, he told me how it was. When too many Mexican martinis, they got into my blood.
Well, I don't know what happened on the 5th of November, but John Lennon is exhorting you to remember, and that was at a time when he was sending messages to his sibling, Paul McCartney. And so I'm guessing that maybe it was a message for him. It was off of his first post-Beatles record called Plastic Ono Band. And for my money, that was the best work he did after the Beatles, and it was immediately after. And that was Ringo on the drums, and I don't know, good stuff. The show is Ear Candy. I am Mark O'Connor. We're going to turn things over in just a moment to Andrea Cacucci and the Lorenzo Reading Series. She's got a whole bunch of great music lined up for you today. And we'll just play a little snippet here so that she can segue easily enough. I'm going to play something from Jesse Sykes and The Sweet Hereafter. And I should also tell you before, that song, Remember, by John Lennon, we heard Red Fish by Matthew Logan Vasquez. And Could It Be That We're Falling in Love by Young Doctors in Love. So here's just a little snippet to hold you over until Andrea gets on the microphone. And wherever else you are in Canada, stay tuned for the excellent programming to follow. This is How Will We Know, Jesse Sykes and the Sweet Hereafter, off of Like Love and Lust in the Halls of the Soul.